This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Viravel in Gir Somnath district. Here is more from our correspondent.
The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv being held at Prabhas Patan is a tribute to India's enduring spirit that refused to break even after many foreign invasions. On the economic front, PM will inaugurate the second Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. The visit will conclude with a high-level diplomatic engagement as the PM will meet German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar. Marking 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership, both the leaders will discuss on intensifying cooperation in various sectors such as trade, technology and green development, among others. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the pivotal role of the country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability and social development. The minister said dialogue is a process to identify talent and creativity of youth for building a Vikasit Bharat by 2047.
For the Viksit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue, more than 50 lakh young people participated in the organized quiz competition. Out of those, 3 lakh young people who made it to the merit list were asked to write essay on 10 tracks of Viksit Bharat, and they were assessed by learned professors. After this assignment, the 30,000 young people who made it to the merit list were invited to the state level.
The three-day event, which commenced yesterday, will conclude on the 12th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in a social media post today. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with 3,000 youth from across the country, including international delegates. Kerala's Chief Electoral Officer Dr. Ratan U. Kelkar has said that the Aeronet system, in connection with the special intensive revision, is now operational to facilitate the NRI voters for submitting the necessary documents for hearing. He said that this facility will enable the NRI voters to submit documents without the need to appear personally for the hearing. Senior Taliban member Mufti Noor Ahmad Noor has arrived in New Delhi to take over as Chargé d'Affaires at Afghanistan's embassy. He earlier served as Director General of the first political department at Afghanistan's Foreign Ministry and was part of Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mutaki's delegation during his visit to India in October last year. India and Afghanistan have seen a gradual improvement in bilateral engagement in recent months. India continues to provide humanitarian assistance, including medical aid, while Afghan consulates in Mumbai and Hyderabad are already being run by Taliban-appointed diplomats. Moving on to sports, in cricket, UP Warriors is set to lock horns with Gujarat Giants today at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai in the Women's Premier League. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Yesterday in the opening match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in Navi Mumbai. The fourth session of Women's Premier League is being played across 2 venues, the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai and the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. After the Navi Mumbai leg, the tournament will move to Vadodara, where the remaining 11 matches, including the playoffs, will be played. And that is the end of this news bulletin.